I came to Half Moon Bay in June 2020. New to Half Moon Bay and not a single social gathering happening, lockdown. To help me build a network of friends and dive into volunteering activities. Fast forward to June 2023, I am president of the Half Moon Bay Community Association, HBCA, a volunteer at the Seashelt Farmers Market, and a Coast Reporter columnist. There is now no shortage of happenings in Half Moon Bay and neighboring communities. Here's a few things keeping me, and others, busy these days. New to the Sunshine Coast? I encourage you to join the Sunshine Coast Newcomers Club. On June 13th, we're going to Keats Island, I've never been, and on the 17th we're having a taste of South America dinner, prepared by Chef Luciano de Neuville, former owner of Savor in Seashelt, hosted by residents of Gibson's, and planned by my good friends Elaine Steele and Murray Gratto. Elaine and I met at Blue Ocean Golf Club and hit it off right away. Both events are sold out, but there are ongoing activities and special excursions. Contact the SCNC for more information. The Half Moon Bay Elementary School PAC is holding its end-of-year celebration at the school June 15 from 4 to 7 p.m. It's their biggest fundraiser of the year, and for a suggested $10 donation, if you can give more, please do. You can enjoy food, music, a bouncy castle and games. For more information, to volunteer, and or to provide a cake for their famous cakewalk, please contact them at hmbespac@gmail.com. Speaking of food, music and fun, the HBCA is in full planning mode for their 2023 event season, sponsored by 91.7 Coast FM, starting with the 55th Half Moon Bay Fair. Back by popular demand, there will be a HBCA members-only evening dinner and dance on July 15th, and the Sunshine Coast Healthcare Auxiliary Pancake Breakfast will kick off the July 16th, Sunday, full program, including music, bingo, and more. Details coming soon to the HBCA website. Sponsorship options are available, and vendors can apply to the marketplace. Email info@halfmoon-bay.ca for more information. I'm going to hang out with the One Straw Society at One Tiny Farm this week. I am in awe of their plans, and challenges, to promote local food sustainability. Subsidized food boxes, part of their Crop Circle food program, are still available. Read more on the HBCA's website. Eurekaville is having its first block party since lockdown. On Saturday, June 10, 3 to 7 p.m., neighborhood residents are invited to the Crow Bar on the host's beautiful waterfront property. Bring nibbles to share, BYOB, and a donation to the band, The Amazing Them Ordinary Things, also performing at the 55th Half Moon Bay Fair. Props to neighbor and drummer Paul Dwyer, Simon Parody, Kaya Nielsen, and Mark LaBelle. If you live in the neighborhood, I do, RSVP Janet and Mark Crow. If you have a story you would like to share, contact me at mcmahonlinda8138@gmail.com.